EasyAries.com, Lesson 1.
Hello, you're very welcome to EasyAries.com's podcast. This is our first podcast, and what we hope to be many in a series of podcasts that aims to promote Irish language learning and teach you some Irish that you can use in your everyday learning of the language. My name is Jarlath, and with me here is Antona.
Jarlath, hello.
And we're both here podcasting from Sion Mills, which is a village in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. We're both passionate about Irish language learning, and we're involved here in a local Irish language community group that Antona has founded a number of years ago. If you can tell us a little bit about it there.
Well, I work with a group called Pubble Willen and Chain. The group was established in 1998. It was only a small group at the time. Our classes, our first class was actually a small class of 8 adults. Our classes have grown remarkably since then. We're now a recognised outreach centre from the Northwest Regional College. And when we can, we actually run classes through Galway University diploma courses. We run daily classes as well during the winter time. And in the summertime, we still continue and do a morning class. Now, we did have funding at one time from Forest na Gaelic. This meant we could rent the premises, which we did. Eventually, we lost that funding, but we've since bought our own place. We're completely independent. We don't receive any funding from any other groups. At the minute, we're hoping to secure funding to build our own Irish language centre on the site we have, which is almost 3/4 acre. We actually use an old house. The house its purpose is really for offices and small classrooms from ourselves. What it gives us is a base here in Sion Mills and somewhere to build from. We have a planning, an application for planning for our new Irish language centre, which we hope to build on the place in the near future.
Good stuff. So we're hoping that with these podcasts, it'll help the learners in the community here in Sion, but even wider afield, all learners of Irish. So we're opening up here, and you'll probably guess by now that we're not natural presenters here, so it's our first podcast, so bear with us. We hope that you find it interesting, and we hope that you'll use the site, easyirish.com, and we'll post the information about what's going on Pubble here, the language community group, and all issues to do with Irish language learning, and try to direct you in the right direction, and putting up material, and all to promote the language, and to promote the learning, and promote your enjoyment of it. So, so let's make a start then. So, what's today's lesson, Antona?
Today we're just going to do basic greetings, lesson 1 of EasyIrish.com. Mm-hmm. It's just a hello in Irish. Mm-hmm. To say hello in Irish, we say Jaditch. If we're talking to more than one person, we say Jadiv. Okay. The response to Jaditch is just Moraditch. For good morning, in Irish we would say Majum Moy. Majum being morning, Moy is good, but Majum Moy. Mm-hmm. Then we might ask somebody, Kajimara Tatu, how are you? They may answer by saying, Tamiko Moy. They might say, Tamiko Bre. And they might say, Tamiko Bre, Garoma Yogurt. Garoma Yogurt is the Irish for thank you. When we finish a small conversation like that, we might say slán go fóill, which means goodbye for now, or slán.
Okay, and it's interesting there that in Irish, there's, in English we would say hello, and then the person that you're greeting would also say hello, but Irish is a little different. The one person says Giaditch, but the second person is saying Gias Meraditch, and what's the literal translation there?
Well, Gia is the Irish word for God. Ditch is a preposition which means to you or for you. Mm-hmm. But literally, you would translate that as God be with you. Mm-hmm. Just Mara Ditch. Mara is the word for Our Lady. Mary in Irish. We use Mara, not Maya. M-A-F-A-D-I-R-E. We use a different spelling differentiate between Our Lady and your ordinary Mary. Our Lady's name would be spelled M-U-I-R-E, Mara. So we say just Maradich, which would mean then God and Our Lady be with you.
Ah, it's like a throwback to the tradition of Christianity in Ireland and that, right?
That's exactly that. We may have had would have been other greetings, ways of saying hello, I would imagine. But when Christianity come along, it has a stamp on our own language as it does in other languages as well.
But in today's term, it's basically a hello. There's
just
no
hello
real
and a hello back as a response.
And it's never the case of where one person says Giadich and the second person says Giadich. That would be odd in the Irish
way. It would. Normally, your response would be just Maradich. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were speaking to a crowd, you could say Giadive.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was people with you, if you were all speaking, they could respond by saying just Maradive.
Ah,
which means
okay.
Hello to you all.
Okay, interesting. No, so it's just to make a point to anyone that's, if it's the first time that they've ever heard that, is that the Irish would be just a little different in this greeting like that. The one person would say one thing and the other person would say the other. But in the case of saying good morning, Maidhjin Mhaith, the person that you're greeting, they would just say Maidhjin Mhaith as well, right?
You just, like in English, if somebody said good morning, people would respond by saying good morning back, mm-hmm. simply good morning.
Mm-hmm.
In Irish, we do the same. If somebody says Maidhjin Mhaith, the response, more often than not, will be Maidhjin Mhaith.
Okay. So if we want to just practice now, just those simple greetings among ourselves, so I'll start off. So for hello, I'll say Giadich.
Just Maradich.
Okay. For good morning, Maidhjin Mhaith.
Maidhjin Mhaith.
Okay, so you can practice those. You can hit the pause and replay again and practice away at those. So the next thing, moving on, if you were meeting someone, you can move it on to say, how are you? And Antonat mentioned that some of the greetings there. So the first one, if I was to meet you, Antonat, Kajay Mar Tatu, which means, how are you? How would you reply?
I would respond in Irish by saying, Tamí Gomáigh go Romáigh.
Gomáigh, which means?
I'm well, thank you. Or I could say, Tamí Gomáigh agus tú hÉin, which means, I am well, and yourself, how are you?
So I'll say, Tamí Gomáigh, and go Romáigh. So, go Romáigh means, thank you. So if we'll repeat that again, so I'm walking down the street and I run into Antona, I would say, Kajay Mar Tatu.
Tamí Gomáigh go Romáigh agus tú hÉin.
Tamí Gomáigh go Romáigh. So that's a simple exchange. Now, that's Gomáigh literally means well, Tony, right?
It means well or good. I am well.
Mm-hmm.
But Gomáigh can mean good as well.
Good as well. So, just to add a little variance to that, if I was walking down the street and I said to you, Antona, that Kajay Mar Tatu, how would you respond?
I could respond by saying, Tamí Gobrah, I am fine.
Ah, so Gobrah, what does that mean to me?
Gobrah means fine. I am fine. And you would say that in English as well. How are you? I'm fine. But in Irish, we would say, Tamí Gobrah.
Okay, so let's try that once again. So, Kajay Mar Tatu.
Tamí Gobrah.
Okay, so then one of the last handy phrases that to know is how to say goodbye in Irish. And how do you say goodbye in Irish, Tony?
In Irish, we would say slán.
Slán.
In the northern dialect, we would say slán. In other parts of the country, they would say slán. But we say slán.
Slán.
And that's goodbye.
It's just a variance because in Ireland, there's four.
There's three main dialects.
Three main dialects. And that's there's Ulster.
Munster. And Connacht.
Connacht. And there's just a slight difference.
There's a variation in pronunciation. As well as that, there's different rules in the Northern Irish, the Ulster Gaelic, as they say. The rules with aspiration might differ from some of the rules in the southern parts of the country. And as well as that, in later lessons you will learn that as well as saying Kijimaratatu, which means how are you, in different parts of the country they say Conasatatu. In Cork, if you're down in Cork, Kijimaratatu, they won't recognise it. Conas is how. In the Ulster dialect we say Kijimar. In Galway, in the Connacht Irish, they say Kehiwaltu. But we'll cover that in later lessons.
In due course. So the Irish that we're actually talking today is the Ulster dialect.
We're talking in the Ulster dialect.
Ulster dialect. So it's very interesting, but as we say, as the lessons go on, we'll introduce the different variants, isn't it? So if I was meeting you on the street, Antona, and I was going to say goodbye, I would say slán.
Right. I would respond to you by saying slán go fóill.
Ah.
Slán go fóill.
So what does slán means goodbye, but what does the go fóill mean?
Go fóill in its own can be translated as yet go fóill. In this instance, in this context, slán go fóill is like goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now. Ah.
Go fóill can translate it in the dictionary as still go fóill or yet. But slán go fóill in this context is goodbye for now.
Right then. So just a quick recap there of that the target sentences there. We'll just go through each of them there and I'll start off. Antona, if you can reply. So, we'll take it from the top of saying hello again. So, just for the viewers there, for a quick recap. So, Gia Ditch.
Gis Mora Ditch.
Majin Wai.
Majin Wai.
Good morning. And Kajemar Tatu.
Tami go mai goro mai ogat. August to hen.
Tami go bra goro mai ogat.
Slán.
Slán go fóill.
And shinne ejar. That's it.
That's it. So, we'll move on now to the next part, just as a quick quiz for you listening at home. We're going to propose a few greetings, and all we want you to do is to listen and to decide what the response is. So, number one, if you were walking down the street and you were happen to meet me, and I would say to you, Gia Ditch, how would you respond? Okay, so again, number one, Gia Ditch, how would you respond? Number two, if you were happen to meet me in the morning down at the shops in the town and I said to you, Majin Wai, how would you respond? So that's number two, Majin Wai. And lastly, number three, if you're in one of the Gaeltacht areas, which is the Irish speaking areas of Ireland, and someone asked you, Kijimar Tatu, how would you respond? And the clue is there's two responses that we've learnt there. So, Kijimar Tatu. Okay? So, the answers then, if we went through the answers now for number one, if I said to you, Gia Ditch, what's the answer?
I would respond to Gia Ditch with Gis Mora Ditch.
Okay, so well done if you've got that correct. And number two was Majin Wai. The answer is?
I would respond by saying Majin Wai back again.
Okay, so it's the same response. So if you got that correct, well done. And number three, Kijimar Tatu.
I would respond there by saying Tami Go Mai, August Tu Hain.
Okay, and throws it back to me, and I would say, Tami go brea, guru mai agat. Okay, so there's a little variance there. You can throw in the guru mai agat. It's always it's the same in Irish. The little pleasantries, the please and thank yous are a nice touch, and it just adds a little variance. So we hope that you can practice those, and practice them with your friends, or even can impress some of your friends with the little Irish you know, and never be afraid to use whatever little Irish you know, because that's the only way to learn. And the last section here that we're going to hope to introduce in each podcast is the phrase of the week. And that's just a phrase that maybe that is something handy to use, or something that you can practice, or something you could slip into your English, and something you can use in your Irish learning. So one of the ones that we thought of here that's quite a good one is Chiefy May Er Balhu. And what does that mean?
Chiefy May Er Balhu, that means I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be honest, that is the Ulster Gaelic. You'll hear that in the Gaelic talk a lot. Chiefy May, Chiefy May Er Balhu.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also hear Fecky May Er Balhu. Now, if you were going to school here in Tyrone, you'll learn that at school. Fecky May Er Balhu.
Mm-hmm.
It just means exactly the same. I'll see you later. But Chiefy May Er Balhu.
Chiefy May Er Balhu. It's a nice one. I've heard it quite often.
And it's a handy phrase to have when you've covered the other, the jadits, the hellos, the good morning, how are you, and the goodbye, and the slant, and the slang of oil. It's always nice then to say to some of your friends, or colleagues, or whatever, Chiefy May Er Balhu, I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. It's a casual response, and it's quite a good one. So that completes the lesson really for today. We just wanted to start off with some simple greetings. Like, we're hoping to have many more lessons with many more practical, useful Irish that you can use. We're also promoting the site, easyirish.com, and there's a form on the site there, and we hope they have they offer the opportunity to send us your emails, your questions about Irish and Irish language, and we hope to get back to you there and provide other resources in Irish language learning. So I'd just like to say thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Anthony, for being here, and yourself.
All I would like to say now is slang of oil, Chiefy May Er Balhu, or Chiefy May Er Bal Shiv, if I'm speaking to more than one, hopefully.
Thank you very much for using easyirish.com. Gur Míle Maith Agaibh, and slang of oil.